Pacific Gas and Electric Company found more than 100 places across 16 counties where high winds caused major damage. Paul Moreno is a PG&E spokesman.
Any of those 116 incidents that we found could have sparked a wildfire.
The utility released a dozen photos taken as crews were working to restore power during the first of two major voluntary outages last month. Pictures show toppled poles, broken tree branches hanging across power lines, and wires knocked completely to the ground following high winds that began buffeting the state October 9th. Wind gusts exceeded 60 miles an hour in Tehama County and topped out at 77 miles per hour at a location in Sonoma County.
The polling station power shut off. We know they're, not convenient and pose hardships. We're going to get better at doing those, but it's really necessary.
The utility says it's hoping to reduce both the scope and duration of blackouts in coming years, but that the blackouts will continue for another 8 to 10 years. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.